I will be working with Virtuous Men and Women International Ministries Bible Teaching Seminar 2023. Today's date is October 28, 2023. The message for the lesson is New Birth, John the 3rd chapter, 1 through the 6th verse. Ephesians the 4th chapter, 24th verse, giving, Proverbs 3rd chapter, 9 through 10th verse, testimony, Revelation the 12th chapter, and the 11th verse. Scriptures, again, is Colossians 1st chapter, 14th verse. Scriptures, again, is Ephesians 1st chapter, 1 through 4. Holy Words, Redemption, that's Ephesians, the 1st chapter, 7 through the 8th verse. Holy Words, the person, the Holy Ghost, authority. I want to talk about the word authority as well. So, I want to start here with John, the 3rd chapter, 1 through the 6th verse. First verse, John, the 3rd chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Second verse, the same came to Jesus by night. So here, Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night because he's curious about the work that he's doing. And he wants to question Jesus Christ so that he can understand more about the work that he's performing. Second verse. I'm going to go over the scripture once again. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So he did identify with Christ where he thought that he came from. And he did identify with the work that Jesus Christ was performing. Third verse, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is here explaining to Nicodemus about the work that he's doing. And he's also confirming to Nicodemus about the process for the new life. Fourth verse, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Well, Nicodemus have a natural phenomenon for his understanding for a birthing. he doesn't understand that Jesus Christ is here. He is here speaking on behalf of a new birth spiritually. That's how Jesus Christ is speaking. He is speaking about a life which is of Jesus Christ, and Nicodemus does not understand, and he's not supposed to understand it, because Jesus Christ is speaking on behalf of a spiritual process, whereas this life have been established for those whom our Heavenly Father have chosen. So Jesus Christ is not changing the word of prophecy here. He is keeping that same word in place, and Nicodemus don't understand it because he's not supposed to understand it, because he can't get into that much understanding on behalf of a word of prophecy. Fifth verse, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So Jesus Christ is explaining to Nicodemus a little more deeper than what he was before. He's still keeping the same word. He's keeping the same word. However, Nicodemus cannot understand the process for a man to be reborn when he has already been born by a woman. But Jesus Christ is here still keeping the same identity for the word that Nicodemus is trying to get an understanding about. So I'm going to run over here to Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 24th verse. I want to talk about the life that Jesus Christ produced during the course of his walk on the earth. He produced a life called holiness. So that word is there because Jesus Christ was operating in the gospel. Many think that they can just decide to live a holy life and that is effective for living, but that is not biblically, that thought is not biblically supported. So I'm not talking about holiness as far as religion. Religion is a natural phenomenon. It's natural under religion. Religion is natural. So you have people that have religion and they believe in holiness. But when the Lord have worked with a person on behalf of his word within a ministry with a pastor or a teacher or an apostle, then if the Lord called that person and qualified that person to do that work, do the work of the gospel, if that person is righteous within the Lord, whereas the Lord have developed that pastor or apostle or prophet, then the Lord can work with that person and develop the next person into the word of God for that level of living. Okay, so I want to come on down here just a little bit further. I also want to talk about the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all three differ in character, but they all three agrees as one. So you can have two or three people with different characters, but they can make a decision that they're going to agree on one another's knowledge and beliefs. And that's how they can be one. Okay, so I want to run over here. I'm not going to hold you long. I want to run over here to Colossians. If you got your Bibles, I want to run over here to Colossians, the first chapter and the 14th verse. Colossians, the first chapter and the 14th verse. So I want to talk about the word. This is another term in which was a part of the work of Jesus Christ, the term redemption. That is a term, and that term is scripturally supported. Colossians, the first chapter and the 14th verse, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So Paul is, in this book, he is teaching the Colossian church that they, how they are developed in the word of God. So that was one of the works that was performed by Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So those of us who are chosen of Christ and we answer, our sins is forgiven because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So we don't know how to practice a holy life without the Lord putting a leader there in front of us that he have qualified, that we can prove that leader. We always prove those whom have ministry. Why? Because when they are teaching us, that work is to be there for our life so that we can live. Okay, so here I want to talk about the word exhortation. The word exhortation is defined as to build, to instruct, or to teach. When I am working to elevate those who believe in the word of God. I am working to give the instructions that Holy Scripture have laid down for the church. Whereas the writer, be it an apostle or a pastor, whomever the Lord have out front, that is the person that is supposed to elevate us, building. If I'm going to build a person, I'm going to give them some steps to go through with. However, those steps needs to be thought of, and a person needs to have a desire to apply their confidence. But we don't just apply our confidence without proof, because we don't want to make mistakes that can last for long periods of time. And often some of those mistakes can last for not just a short period of time, but for long periods of time. And sometimes we never get over it. So we want to always make sure that when we are deciding to be, to follow a leader for the word of God or any other reason. It don't necessarily have to be for the word of God. It can be for natural reason. Maybe we have a job and we want to accept the job with a particular manager or particular management. We still need to understand the character, and we still need to understand enough about the job description and the person that's going to lead, so that we can develop perfectly for the work. So many think that holiness is hard. It is hard when it is not of Christ. If Christ spoke that word, then if we believe it and follow it, then we can live. Jesus Christ is righteous. He is righteous. Jesus Christ is faithful. How do I know that? I know that because I have experienced the word coming forth to me from the mouth and the heart of Christ. Many don't understand prophecy. When the Lord Jesus Christ speak a word to us and we receive that word, then we get confirmation. How do we get confirmation? We get confirmation by the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ did speak that word. And usually we're not the only one that knows that a word came forth from the mouth of Christ to the prophet or the prophetess or the pastor or the apostle. However, when we do get a word, the word is confirmation. We get confirmation that that word is true. And when we believe it and when we practice, put that word into practice, then we have the presence of the Lord in our life and soul. Okay, I want to run over here to the book of Ephesians. I'm almost about to close here. Ephesians, the second chapter, the 6th through the 8th verse. Okay, so I want to go up a little bit further. I wasn't planning to go to the 5th verse, but I want to run up just a little bit further. So I'm going to run here to the 5th verse. No, the 4th. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, meaning being in the flesh, we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So since we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we need to understand the process of being developed out of that place called sin. We don't have the ability to develop ourselves out of that place, but we do have authority where we can give others the assistance that they need with us so that we can develop properly. If there are the right leaders, that is key. Right leaders is key. How do we understand whether or not is a man or a woman the right leader? Usually what we do when we're searching for a person's character, we go before the Lord and we put up our request and ask the Lord to give us understanding about that leader, because it is very important that we get the right idea and the right understanding about leadership. Because if you are being led of the Lord by the right leader, then you can get good results. We really can't get good results if a man or a woman is just natural, if they're just in the flesh, which is the natural person. So when we are following Christ by way of the Lord speaking to a man or a woman's heart, and we are releasing that word to the Lord's people, then they should get good results. So I'm going to run over this word once again, the 5th verse. Even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Are you? The word ye, ye is defined as that, as you, Y-O-U. That is an ancient word. So we are saved by grace. There's another work. There's another work that Jesus Christ did, and that was Savior. Savior, S-A-V-I-O-R. Savior, he did the work of a Savior. He also did the work of redemption. So, as Ephesians 2nd chapter 6 through 8 verse, I did go up to the 5th verse, 6th verse, and has raised us up together. Raised us up, meaning elevated us up together. So it takes a work when we are elevating. Elevation don't just come because we're sitting or we are birthed into the world. Some children, if you notice, some children, they don't have any elevation. Their parents either didn't know or had never been taught themselves, or they did not teach their children enough knowledge so that they can grow. When a person is starting out in the ministry, then that's when that person needs the proper leadership, so that that leader can give them the proper instructions and the proper information, so that if they believe it and if they put that work and that word in action, then you should see some differences. But you don't want the wrong changes taking place in your life, because you want to live by the knowledge that you're receiving from that person that says that they have the work on their lives as pastor, teacher, or prophet, or prophetess. Okay, 7 verse, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the one that loves us. Jesus loves his people. He loves his people with holy love and affection. When we are true parents, we love our children, and we want our children to have the very best of our knowledge so that they can grow and so that they can elevate and live. Have you ever seen a child when it's first born? If the parents love the child in the first 4 weeks of the child's life, so the parents have fed the child from a good menu, food, a nutritional menu. So after the child has been fed for 4 weeks, then the child usually can tell, because the child began to gain a little weight. On the second month, if you're feeding the child properly with a nutritional meal, then the child, you start teaching the child how to say mommy and daddy. On the third month, and you fed the child properly, kept the child in a healthy environment, then the child can use his or her little knees should be strong enough to crawl around. So it's the same, it's similar, but it's the same with us when we are walking with those who are confessing that they are receiving a word from Jesus Christ and releasing that word to us. However, we do have authority to make whatever decision that we want to make, because we live in a government that allows a policy called freedom. So we should always make sure when we are making decisions to follow someone that we are following the right person so we don't make mistakes and errors that can cause us inconveniences and that can cause us to be in a place where we cannot grow. If you're going to follow the gospel with a person, you want to grow. Okay. So here, I'm still going, I'm going down one more verse. It's Ephesians, the second chapter, and the eighth verse. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that and the word grace is defined as favor. So here, Paul given us a clear direction how we are saved. Who saved us? Abraham, for by grace are you saved through faith. How? Faith. Faith meaning that we were called, we was chosen by whom? Jesus Christ. That not of ourselves. Okay, it's eighth verse. I'm going over this eighth verse. Once again, I'm almost ready to close here. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That's why we are effective if we have the proper understanding. Ninth verse, I'm going to come on down just a little bit further. Not of works, lest any man should boast. 10th verse, for we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in. So it was, so here, for we, this is 10th verse, for we are his workmanship, meaning that, someone in leadership work with the person and develop them for living. So if a man is evil and just in sin, I'm just using this statement as an example. So if a man or a woman is complete for evil living, that person lives in evilness. But if a man or a woman is properly developed in Christ by those whom the Lord has given a calling and by those whom the Lord have established for the work of the gospel, and they are proven to be righteous by other leaders and qualified to teach. Everyone is not qualified to teach. Many say, I am teaching holiness. But when a person began to practice that word that was given to them, they can't do it because that person that gave them that word, gave them that word from their mind, and not because the word was spoken to them by Christ. When the Lord Jesus Christ give a word to a man or a woman's heart, there is proof. How? When we believe it and we begin to practice it. If the Holy Spirit don't confirm that word by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, then that word is not from Christ. And it is easy to practice And we can easily get confirmation that Jesus Christ spoke that word to that man or that female, that prophet, a pastor, a teacher. We know that Jesus spoke that word when we receive it and put it in practice, because the Holy Spirit is there to confirm that Jesus Christ gave that word to that prophet, a pastor, or teacher. It's not hard. So we don't want to just pick up the Bible and find words and try and practice it, because that does not make us effective for faith. But when we get a word and it is directly from Christ, from the mouth of Christ speaking to a man's, a woman's heart, then when we put that work in practice, then we can enjoy the goodness of the Lord with his promises. So when we are developed in Jesus Christ, then that means that we are elevated where? In the word of God, in his word. You can usually tell when a male or a female in the ministry have received a word of prophecy for living, because they are anointed by the Holy Spirit. They are confirmed by Jesus Christ on behalf of holy living. So I have one more scripture here. I want to go here for one more scripture. 10th verse, for we are his workmanship. So Paul is here giving an illustration and a knowledge as to how the church is built. Someone works with them, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained, meaning that Christ ordained, meaning he established this work, that we should walk in them. So how can we walk in this word except we have those leaders there that can teach us and lead us and train us? All of that work has to be proven. How? By way of confirmation. That's how prophecy is proven. Okay, who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the comforter and the counselor. So when we need to be counseled, we don't just choose anyone to counsel us. We go before the Lord and ask the Lord, whom is qualified to counsel with us, meaning helping us to make a proper decision. So we don't want everybody or anyone giving us a way to make the proper decision when they are not qualified by Jesus Christ and by other leaders. So the Holy Spirit is the comforter of the Holy Ghost. Both words have the same meaning. Authority. We have authority to give whatever. We have authority. I'm going to make this statement. We have authority to make whatever decision we want to, but we always want to make a decision that is right for our life, where we can get the best out of that decision. Okay, so I'm almost about to close here. So now I want to talk about giving. I want to run over here to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and 9 through the 10th verse. When we are giving out of our resources, we must realize that that is our labor. Now, when we are given to a non-profit place that says it's ministry, if it's non-profit, that means that that ministry is receiving one's resources, and they are expecting that person at tax season to go back to the government and receive of their refunds. Well, if you do that, that is okay. Because some ministries, they hold clothing ministries where they give out clothes to individuals who need it. They help the needy. Or they have a food ministry. Some have prison ministries where they're going to encourage and strengthen those who are bound. But my only explanation to the understand the difference. The difference is that we are people whom the Lord have promised. He made us great promise that we would live if we would follow his word and take heed to his word. So we are to experience the heavenly promises. So, but to give is nothing wrong with it. If a person wants to give it, but that's not a blessing. That is a policy, which is governmental, whereas a ministry can carry So if you have a child and you raise that child from an infant, when that child reach a certain age, then you want to check for the child's growth. So when the child, I'm just using this statement as a example. When the child is 6 years old and you raise a child from an infant, well, the child should have at 6 years old, that's the first grade, where the child should have enough knowledge where the child has been prepared by his parents, to say and repeat their ABCs. The child at 6 years old should also understand how to count from 1 to 100. Those are just basic steps getting the child prepared for an education. So we're going to educate our children because we love them. Also, when the child reaches the age of 12, the child is ready for the 8th grade. So the child at that time should understand self-esteem. The child at the 8th grade should understand the importance of brushing his or her teeth. Those are basic steps. But in the Word of God, it differs. It's different. So if a person is following an apostle have 5 offices, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, and the prophet. So if a person is being led of a person to have that much experience and that much development in the Word of God, well, then the one that's being taught should have grown. Where? In the spirit of their mind, in the spirit of their soul, it should have grown. You should be able to see some evidence and some confirmation that that person has grown where they should be developed fully if that leader, that apostle, have worked with them in a complete manner. They should be in a predicament if they've been given into that ministry. They should have received after a certain amount of time, after 12 months. And you shouldn't have to sit with a ministry for 12 months to get some confirmation that the Lord Jesus Christ is the person working with that leader. In 3 months, you should have some confirmation on behalf of some substance that you have accomplished since you followed that apostle or pastor. Maybe it's just a pastor. The pastor is the feeder. That's the one that gives out the information. That is the one that protects the flock. That is the one that lays the foundation and establishes established structure. Well, structure don't cause a person to stumble. Structure is rules. The baptism, that's the water part. Instructions on how to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit or the gift of the Holy Ghost. How do you go through those instructions? That's where the leader is directing and giving those instructions. We must have a leader to give those instructions so we can be effective for living. Plus, we want that leader to have a quality enough character so we can trust that leader. Now, if you can't trust the leader, then you can't follow the leader. But we get that information, that confirmation from Christ. How? By way of prayer, asking the Lord. When we ask the Lord to give us understanding about the character of a leader, that is not hard, and the Lord hears us when we pray. Okay, so I'm getting ready to run over. I'm almost about to close. I'm going to run over here to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, talking about giving, releasing our resources in the care of a leader. When we do that, we are expecting to grow, not just giving it to me or giving it out, giving it away. That's not the process. The process is to give and expect growth. It doesn't take that long for us to grow when we're giving our resources into the hands of a leader on behalf of Jesus Christ in the gospel. So I want to read here, starting at the third chapter of Proverbs and the 9th through the 10th verse, because this is the wisdom of Solomon. Solomon is giving a disciplinary instruction to those whom is believing in this word. The third chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So the writer is here giving instructions for discipline, for growth, not just to give it out. So if the first part of your fruits, which I want to give an example here. Okay, I have a job. So when I go to work, this is just an example statement. When I go to work, I am expecting to receive a paycheck. If I'm only going to work one day, which is 8 hours or 12 hours, I have many hours I work. When I am completed on that particular day of work, then I am expected to receive what? I'm expected to receive a paycheck just for those 8 hours. If I work 5 days, on that fifth day, I'm expecting, if the increase. So the first part can be, the first part can be whatever one decides. However, it's before you touch it. That's the first part. Promises is not void of substance. Promises, when the Lord give a word to the heart of a people, a congregation, a person, then that person is expecting the Lord to do just what that minister or that person that is there. If you're going to give, then what you want to do is, I'm getting ready to close here almost. What you want to do is make sure that you're putting your resources in the right care of the right gospel and the right leader's care so you can grow. If you're not growing in a work, then don't think that the Lord gave that leader a word. Because you are supposed to grow you're supposed to grow when you apply your confidence and your earned resources. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead to the 10th verse. So the 10th verse here is, so shall thy barns, B-A-R-N-S, be filled with plenty. That means that so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. That's talking spiritually. That is a spiritual statement. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. So, therefore, that scripture is giving us an understanding that the person that gives into the gospel, gives into a work, then that person is expected to grow. And that press. Produce a business. Maybe you want a clothing store. Maybe you want a whatever merchandise store that you might want to work with, or maybe you're working on a job. So if you're giving it out, then you want to be working as well and expecting the Lord to do what? Increase you. That's what you want. So, I'm getting ready to close here also. There will be a seminar in Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, Georgia on November the 11th. That's on a Saturday morning, starting at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. So if you're interested in joining with us, we would be glad to have you. You may go to the website at www.morningstargmnetwork.com. Also, we would like to hear from you. You can go to the Media News Center and you can leave your information there, your email address, your name, your telephone number, or whatever information you would like to leave there. Also, for those who need prayer or would like to call us for prayer, you may do so at, or you can email us. But that telephone number is 470-530-6765. That email address is silver@morningstargmnetwork.com. You can email us and you can ask your questions from the email address. And you can also leave your prayer requests over there. You don't have to call us. You can leave your prayer requests over there. And when we check for those requests, then what we can do is recontact you as soon as possible. I also want to express to those whom possibly can't afford the ticket price. If you can't afford it, then what we will do is work with each person, and whatever they can afford, we can work with that. We can work with that amount until that person, if they're working, we will work with a plan, a financial plan for that ticket, because many may not can afford it. So what we're willing to do is work with whatever you have until you work enough and produce the amount of the ticket. If you would like to join us for the seminar, you are perfectly welcome. So no one is left out because they can't afford the ticket. If you can't afford it, we will have a meeting with you. We can have a chat session and we can talk about what you can afford until you work enough so that you can afford the ticket price. Some can afford it and some can't, but we're not leaving anyone out on behalf of the gospel and the seminar. Okay, I'm getting ready to close here. And remember to love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your might and all your soul, and love yourself as you love the Lord, and love your neighbor as well as you love yourself.